the Prentice Altum Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
Welcome back in as we continue the conversation, talking some Eagle Bowl football with Steve Carson this morning, 49-34 over Community, and he who has more stops, it sounds like, after last night's game, Coach.
Well, it was certainly a track meet for most part of the game, but you know, our kids responded defensively when we had to and picked up a couple of turnovers there, and had some big stops on fourth down a couple of times, and I was proud of the way we played.
Paper said you had them. You stopped them six times, and you scored on all but four possessions. So it kind of looks like a difference in the game.
Well, it's a we had a big stop on them right before halftime, and we scored every time we had the ball in the first half, except for our last possession, and that was to just to take a knee. We may have had to punt once in the first half, but it was just a good night for Eagle football. We needed to. You know, the way we've lost our previous two games in the last seconds and some other things that have gone on, we certainly needed last night in a big way.
You know, it's a tale of two seasons, and you and I have kind of talked about this. I don't know if we talked about it on the air, but last year it was the year that you got those breaks. Mm-hmm. You know, you won those close games, and this year the table's kind of turned a little bit. But how do you turn the table? And a win like this can help you kind of turn the table in your favor.
Well, I mean, you hope it does. It's got to. And that's what, you know, not to bring up last year and talk about that, you know, anymore, but – you know, in order to have seasons like we had last year, you've got to have those breaks along the way. You've got to be able to get the close calls or make the close plays or make those plays late in the game. You can't have any injuries and all that. And all those things tied in together is how a team like us could have, you know, win 11 games in a row like we did last year. And it takes all that stuff in order to accomplish that. This year, you know, our kids are fighting just as hard. They're practicing just as hard. They're competing just as hard. They're doing all those things like we did last year as well. But the things just aren't falling our way at certain times. And, I hope that we can get a little roll going here. We got a really tough game this Friday night. And it's going to be important for us to get this thing to 3-3.
I guess your first possession of the game last night, quarterback Ryan Jordan hooked up with John Posada, 63 yards, and that kind of set the tone for the game, it seems like.
Well, it was a it probably should have been about a I'd say about a 20-yard gain. The pass route itself was about a 14-yard route that was Ryan put it on the money. Ryan and John Posada made a great catch, and then he made the first guy miss there, and his ability just took over and was able to take it to the house. It really, probably should have been about a 20-yard gain, I just had a big sigh of relief when we scored that. So I thought, okay, we're on the board early, and it was a good way to get our offense started.
Sometimes when you it was 14-14 after the end of the first quarter, and then the shootout was on. Sometimes when you get into those kind of games, they're hard to control. Don't you think that sometimes high scoring shootouts kind of take a life of their own sometimes?
Oh yeah, and it's a. There's times when last night we were certainly hitting on all cylinders as far as throwing the football, but there were times when obviously we always want to stop on defense, but there were times now when we went up 21-14, it was kind of back and forth. We went up 14-7, and I'm thinking, all right, we're gonna get a stop here, and I can just kind of, I don't say relax, but I don't, I can just kind of just step back for hopefully, 4 or 5 minutes and let our defense play. They score quick, so it's right back on us.
Yeah.
And that's fine. I'll just look at it and say, man, this is fun. This is fun. And if you look at it any other way, you're going to drive yourself crazy. We responded and we got a big stop and scored again, went up 21 or 28-14 at the half, and then you know, promptly took the second half kickoff, drove it down, and went up three scores. And, you know, the way things have kind of fallen for us this season, late in games, I still wasn't real comfortable. You know, I thought we could, you know, if we just don't totally mess this thing up, we should win. But when you get when the team scores on you with 30 seconds to go in the game to beat you, and even in that game we get it down to three when we run out of time. When a team scores with no time left on the clock to beat you by one, and then our other loss, we had the ball at the 11 when we ran out of time. You know, you just kind of – you don't take anything for granted. And so I was really glad when it got inside 5 minutes and we were up three touchdowns. And I thought, well, not even I can screw this thing up.
Well, you, sometimes you have to think too, though, you know, a team scores again. Here we go again. That extra touchdown, you know, that 21-point cushion right there, you know, 14-point cushion, you're only up by seven. And –
right.
In the mind, I guess you could see where players and kids might be saying, uh-oh, here we go.
I look up there, and it's a 21-point game, and they score. Knew they were going to do something different on the kickoff. And so I just kind of glance up there, and you know, you think, all right, well, you know, just got to keep doing what we're doing. But, you know, a turnover, you know, a penalty that backs you up, you know, if we do something stupid and they're able to score off of it, now it's a 7-point game, you know, with plenty of time left on the clock. But our kids didn't do that, and we were able to get it back to a 21-point lead.
Won the turnover battle last night too, I believe.
Yeah, yes, we did. We didn't turn it over any. I think we had maybe had two. I'm not sure. But that was big for us, and you know, I'm just so happy for our kids to finally you know, understand this year and get the feeling of when you play as hard as they've played at the end of the night, you know, to have the win. And that hadn't been the case for us. You know, I tell them all the time, and you've heard me say this, I tell them, if you play with great effort and great hustle, you know, the scoreboard's going to take care of itself. You're going to win more than you lose. But this year that hadn't been the case. We've done those things, and we've lost the close one at the end. So I was glad they were able to walk off the field spent, so to speak, and then have the win.
Talking to Steve Carson this morning, Coach, at the midseason mark, 2-3, and you talk about the previous 2 weeks of those close games that go, both of them go down to the last 30 seconds or the last second. Obviously, could have gone one way or the other, but it is 2-3. But you still have a second half schedule here that's going to be challenging. But if you keep on doing what you're doing here, some wins will come.
Well, you know, we just have to prepare great every day this week, and we got a really tough game against Copper Basin, who lost their first game last night. You know, our three losses are to two undefeated teams and 4-1 team. So what is that, 14-1? You know, our losses are against the three teams with the combined record 14-1, and we could have very easily won those games. But we've got some extremely tough games coming up beginning this Friday. And you know, it's homecoming at Eagleville, and they anyone's ever been out there for homecoming knows that
it's an event.
They celebrate homecoming as it should be, and so there's a lot of other things that are going through our kids' minds, but we'll, you know, they'll stay focused, and they understand that if they went for a football game, there wouldn't be a homecoming, and they know that, and just have a great week of preparation against a good football team. If we get this thing, to 3-3 this Friday night, then you know, I really, really will feel good, you know, going down this home stretch.
It wouldn't be a conversation with you this year without asking you about injuries and how you are on that front, because it's just been one of those years, hasn't it?
It's been one of those years, and, you know, we got some more kids banged up last night. We may have lost one of our tailbacks for a significant amount of time. We basically went into our game last night with Dakota Duran as our only back, with Chris, with Hale, going to get some reps, going to play some, and then Dakota got banged up pretty good. I don't know what his status is going to be for this next week, so Chris had to go in and play. And he wasn't injured last night. He was sore. And he could play. We didn't want him to play a whole lot, but he was thrown into probably having to play a little more than what we would like for him to. And anyway, he re-injured his ankle, and I don't know what his status either. I'd say it's probably not going to be good for a couple of weeks anyway. And Dakota got banged up, so Jordan Seiler went in and played some tailback for us. And it just limits us offensively wanting to run the football. We don't have, you know, all of our two-back sets are we might as well not have them because we don't have enough backs to run them right now.
Well, when you got a kid who throws 16 of 20, 345 yards, and throws four touchdowns, I'm talking about Ryan Jordan, your quarterback, want to highlight him from TOA this morning. That helps take a little bit of the load off. You still want to run the football, but he had a great game for you.
Oh, Ryan had a great game. He rushed for two touchdowns as well. You know, I don't know. I can't figure up quarterback ratings. I guess I'll have to get Krager to do that for me. I don't know what it is, but I would I would say if a quarterback is 16 of 20 and four touchdowns and 345 yards, that's a pretty good rating. But Ryan is he's a kid that has worked hard ever since he's gotten there. He's worked hard and he's listened and he's prepared, and he's gotten better, and he's going to get better than what he is right now. And I was happy for him to be able to, you know, to have that kind of productivity and make some nice throws and all that. And having said that, and I haven't sat down and watched any of last night's film yet, but I don't remember him, anybody getting close to him throwing the football. You know, he was protected well. Out of those 16 completions, you know, 10 of them were right on the money. 10 of them were just absolutely great throws. He threw a deep ball to Andrew Jernigan that would have landed in a mayonnaise jar. It was a great throw. But there was a couple of them, though, that might have been a little high into the left that our kids went and got. And so credit goes around to everybody. Ryan threw the ball great, did a great job. Made all his reads that he needed to make. Receivers caught the ball. I don't think we didn't have a single drop ball last night. Our line protected. So it was all around just a good offensive night for us.
Copper Basin homecoming week. It all culminates this Friday night. It ought to be a fun week to be an Eagleville Eagle.
It's always a fun week to be an Eagleville Eagle, but this week will be even more special.
Coach, good luck to you against Copper Basin. We'll see you back here Saturday.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right. That's Steve Carson joining us here this morning at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, where they're celebrating their 16th Besties Award win for 2 years in a row now. Celebrating tomorrow, the 16th. 2 years in a row, the Besties Best Meat and Three, and by MTSU students, voted the Best Meat and Three. Ice cream and cake, along with the great Meat and Three that you can get here tomorrow at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. When we come back, we're talking Laverne Wolverine football with Stanton Stevens next here on the Prentice-Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner. We invite you to stay with us.